AJ Boye, man, Mark, he is having a whale of a season. From the first half, he's one of the best cornerbacks in all of the land.
Yeah, after week seven, Pro Football Focus, the analytics site, said he was number one in the entire National Football League. Look, I don't know how he grades out compared to all the others, but he's making a huge difference on the Houston Texans. DP Sidhu sat down with him.
AJ, you've been getting some national recognition for your play this year. We'll get to that in a bit, but first of all, what's this fourth season been like for you?
It's been a grind, you know, just a lot of hard work, just being a great teammate, really. Most important thing for me is just taking advantage of every day, taking it a day at a time, not really looking back on the past or worrying about the future, just focusing on now.
You started some games this year. You lead the team with 9 passes defense, 12th in the NFL. Heading into this season, was there something that you wanted to improve on? Did you do something differently?
I think I just went back to what I was good at. Well, not what I was good at, but what I've been doing in the offseason, going back to my old trainer, because not only does he help me through football, but just working on my mentality, just focusing on my mental aspect of the game, knowing that I could play it physically, and just as much as I was doing on the field and lifting and stuff like that, I was doing it in my like at home by myself, just working on myself mentally, and that helped out a lot.
Speaking of hard work, your dad was a corrections officer in a prison. I'm sure that had some motivation for you to work hard, did it not?
Yeah, I did a lot of reflecting in the offseason, and just to see what my dad went through this offseason with his surgery and stuff, and I just know that he sacrificed so much for me. You know, my mom passed at an early age, and he was raising me by himself. So imagine a father. I'm a father now, and I know how hard it is, and I have a lot of support. But just imagine a father who is a correctional officer who go in risking his life every day, and, you know, he gets off at 4 in the morning, comes to pick up his son who's only 3 years old, then takes him to the football field and coach, and then on top of that just – you know, make sure that I could, he raised me to be the best person I could be. And one thing about it is he instilled good character into me. And even at a young age, like 7 years old, my dad will have me after school, you know what, let's run 10 hills, put on a vest, stuff like that. So, like
I said,
pretty
good trainer.
Definitely. So I was doing a lot of reflecting, and I was like, you know, everything was good when my dad was on me and always had me working hard. And in the back of my mind, I always act like my dad or my trainer's watching me when I'm doing extra after practice. So I just try to give it all I can because hard work conquers all.
What does your dad think about your success so far in the league and you going from undrafted to starting?
It's kind of funny, man, because, like, my dad, ever since, even when I was undrafted, he was like, I already know you're going to be the talk of the camp. Like, he believed in me before I believed in myself. And just to know you have somebody in your corner like that who's always pushing you. And I used to always take it in a negative way, but you just see how much, like, now he can't work, he's disabled. But one thing I appreciate is, like, he drives, flies at every single game. He's going to be in Mexico.
He's going to Mexico City.
Yeah, definitely. So he takes time out to make sure that he comes to my games and support me. And, you know, when you have somebody like that and then my daughter coming to the games, it's just you want to play for them, not only for your team, but for them too.
On Sunday, you get to face Blake Bortles. The two of you were teammates in college, right, at UCF. What do you remember about him?
He's a competitor. I remember when he was coming in, you know, some of the other teammates was like, yeah, he was a tight end in high school, but he also played quarterback. And then the first 7-on-7 that we had as a team, you know, in the offseason and the indoor, I just seen him throw it. Me and one of my teammates, Josh Robinson, was just looking at him and was like, yeah, he's a quarterback.
He's not a tight end.
Yeah,
he's a quarterback.
He could throw. And, like, you know, he's a good guy. You know, some people give him a lot of crap or whatever, but one thing that you can't say is that he's not going to go out there and compete every day in every game, and he shows that. And, you know, everybody faces a lot of adversity, but you learn a lot about players by how they bounce back, and he's always competing and coming at you.
All right, I'm sending some takeaway vibes for you on Sunday. Thanks so much, AJ.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
One thing that's been really fun, Mark, is seeing teams target AJ Boye and get nowhere with it. I mean, he's absolutely shutting down whoever's in front of him, whether it's a tight end like we saw with Travis Kelce or wide receivers like we saw in Denver.
Yeah, he's really making a difference right there. He's become a lockdown kind of guy in a year where you really need it to happen because J. Joe and Kareem have been nicked up. You have Kevin Johnson out for the year, so that's a big plus.
Yeah, John Simon has been a plus on this team the last few years. He's doing nice things at that outside linebacker spot. Fun to see the former Ohio State Buckeye. Excuse me there, Buckeye fans, not Iowa State.
They'll be okay with
Ohio
that.
State Buckeye really contributing to this defense.
Yeah, he has been a huge factor, really. Drew came to the team off the Ravens practice squad a couple of years ago, right before the Thursday night game against the Colts, had a sack in that game. The rest is history. Or is it? Let's get to know him better.
Simon says, saddle up. We're on the Starlight Express to Sac City with John Simon. Choo-choo.
Cutler sacked. John Simon blasting up the middle. It's going to be brought down by Simon across the line of scrimmage. The ball is out. Scoop and score, John Simon.
John Simon, a.k.a. Gravedigger.
A.k.a. Gravedigger's in my car.
Why do they call you Gravedigger?
Well, I think that at the Monster Truck Show every year, there's a Gravedigger truck, and it's really just a DB thing. They call me Gravedigger. I don't know, a truck that just runs cars over and things like that. So I take it as a compliment, but that's where it came from.
And you've never had to actually dig a grave, though, have you?
Once or twice.
Really?
In Youngstown.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I won't say where the bodies are buried. Speaking of monster truck names, who on the defense would be Bigfoot?
Christian Covington.
Why?
I think he's got size 18.
Are you serious?
He's got big feet.
He can ski with that.
Yeah. He usually steps on me at practice, too, so that's how I know.
Who's Truckosaurus?
I give it to Vince.
Bulldozes people, trucks people over. That's kind of his thing, so appreciate him for it.
What other nicknames have you had in the past?
Johnny instead of John, but that's really...
Nothing.
I think only my wife uses that, too, and that's when she's in a good mood.
What does she say? What does she call you when she's in a bad mood?
John, in a very derogatory tone.
Say it again.
John. I know to leave the room.
John Simon, it's been said you're more vascular than Google Maps.
Who said man. That? I think everyone in the weight room has said that. So I think Sean Hayes might have started that, one of our old lifting coaches, and then I think it trickled down from Peters to Cushing and so on. I don't know where they're coming up with all these, but I'll take them.
Are you still on top of the leaderboard in the weight room?
Oh, yeah, I would imagine. I think Cush wrote his name, erased my name and put his name up there, but... Everyone knows that I should still be up there.
That's got to be nice, getting under his skin that way, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. He takes pride in working out in New Jersey, tough guy and all that, but showed him how Youngstown does it.
Were you shaving in the third grade?
Probably. Probably at least by junior high, I was probably had to start shaving a little bit.
What could you bench in sixth grade?
Sixth grade was probably mid-twos, low-twos, probably 225.
Congratulations, you're expecting a baby soon.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Are you guys going to find out what it is?
Oh, we're going to find out soon. Yeah, we're going to find out pretty soon. So.
Want to do it on the show? Or?
You got the Sonic? You got my wife here? I can't.
Could you open the door behind that door? Oh, no.
Oh,
sorry.
I thought you were serious.
I know.
That was a good
It's time to play Say What. Ready?
Three green guys fight in the city. They live in the sewers.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Slim Jim.
Randy Macho Man Savage.
Yeah. The mascot at Ohio State.
Buckeyes.
The actual mascot. What's his first name?
Brutus.
There
Brutus.
You go.
Yeah.
Yep. Skip.
Skip. Skip to my Lou.
Next.
Skip
no, Bones. Next. The movie with Tom Cruise flies in
Top
jets.
Gun.
Yep. My linebacker coach.
Mike Vrabel.
Yep. Hit Me Baby One More Time. Who sings it?
MC Hammer.
Oh, next. Wow. I Want You. He's in the poster. He wears a top hat. They're trying to recruit.
Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam.
Oh, man.
I'm wondering how they superimposed his head on my body. Like, that is amazing cinematography by Gray Moore, our producer.
He's a talented guy, that guy.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it. Yeah.
Some might say... The guy coming up next is pretty talented, too. So you're just going to have to wait and see. Don't go anywhere. This is Texans Huddle.